Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett begins her confirmation hearings today, and it will be intense.
This is going to be gloves off almost from the get-go.
We'll take a closer look at the political tension and the timetable for a vote in Washington. Plus, earnings season kicks off, and Wall Street's pandemic performance is front and center.
Bank earnings obviously reflect, to some extent, the general strength of the economy.
And if you're camping this fall, a few things you should know before you bring your dog. It's Monday, October 12th. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. The latest White House stimulus package offer faces resistance from Democrats and Republicans. At nearly $1.9 trillion, Democrats view it as too small, especially when it comes to its strategy for coronavirus testing and tracing. Senate Republicans think it's too expensive. As we talked about lately, renewed hope for a relief bill helped push stocks a bit higher last week. We're exclusively reporting that the U.S. and U.K. plan to open a travel corridor between New York and London. It could be ready in time for the holiday season. The idea is that better access to COVID-19 testing in the U.S. could make it possible for travelers to have shorter quarantine times. Currently, American travelers to the U.K. must quarantine for 14 days, and the U.S. bars entry to people from the U.K. except for U.S. citizens or permanent residents. That's the sound of fans celebrating from ABC7 Los Angeles as the Lakers won their 17th NBA championship, beating the Miami Heat. It brings to an end a long and highly unusual season that restarted play during the pandemic in a so-called bubble. Earnings season begins this week. First up, banks. Our markets columnist Mike Bird tells us what Wall Street's watching for.
So I think investors are still being realistic. They're still expecting to see a fairly large shortfall in earnings relative to where companies were at this time last year. So the year-over-year figures from the third quarter of 2019 will still be pretty poor. But I think as long as they start to see earnings that are beating the numbers that they saw in the second quarter, certainly, and the numbers that they expected to see for the third quarter a couple of months ago, then people will still be relatively optimistic about the shape of the stock market. And in particular, focus is bank earnings. Bank earnings obviously reflect to some extent the general strength of the economy, whether consumers and businesses are borrowing and whether banks can make money for that. This time around, it's looking relatively good for US banks compared to where they've been earlier in the year. So it'd be interesting to see what happens there.
Just ahead, what'll be facing Judge Amy Coney Barrett as Republicans work to place her in the Supreme Court? We'll explain what to watch after the break. In Washington, Supreme Court confirmation hearings begin for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. 4 days of hearings will unfold against a backdrop of a fast-approaching election and the ongoing pandemic. For a look at what's ahead, let's bring in Capitol Hill reporter Siobhan Hughes. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Mark. Good to be here.
So, Siobhan, before we talk about the substance and the talking points of the hearing, I'm curious about how this will take place, how this will be executed in the era of the pandemic.
What's notable is that this hearing is going on at all. The entire Senate itself is shuttered for business because three Republican senators have tested positive for coronavirus. But this hearing is going full speed ahead. It will, however, be what's called a hybrid hearing, meaning people can show up in person, but they don't have to. And in fact, two Republican senators who have tested positive for COVID sit on this committee, and they can't show up in person, at least at the beginning, because they're still in a quarantine period. As a sign of the importance of this confirmation and a measure of the unusualness of this moment, Senator Ron Johnson, who is a senator who's tested positive for COVID but not on the committee, said this week he has informed Republican leadership that if he needs to be present in person to vote, he will go in a moon suit.
As you know from being on Capitol Hill, staff members from both sides of the aisle have been looking at Judge Barrett's record and her statements. How is this going to develop?
this is going to be gloves off almost from the get-go. Democrats are going to attack Republicans for rushing, for holding this hearing right before the election in the middle of COVID. Republicans are going to say that it is Democrats themselves who are extreme and are only resisting because they aim to pack the Supreme Court should they win control of Washington's power centers in the election. And the odds are heightened because several senators on the committee are in very, very tough re-election fights, including the chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham. On top of that, one member of the Senate Judiciary Committee is Kamala Harris, who also happens to be the Democrats' vice presidential nominee. She has indicated she will participate in these hearings. That means asking questions, hoping to appeal to her base, but also, of course, setting herself up as a target for Republicans who may use the hearing not to question Amy Coney Barrett, but to try to take out Kamala Harris.
Siobhan, abortion will certainly get a lot of attention, but there are other issues as well.
Yes, Second Amendment or gun rights, the Affordable Care Act for certain, because if Judge Barrett is confirmed, she will on November 10th be sitting for oral arguments in a case challenging a cornerstone of the Affordable Care Act. Also, voting rights are going to come up. Workers' rights, as an appeals court judge, she has a record of siding with businesses more than workers. So a whole plethora of issues. And then beyond that, a lot of these are going to be connected to COVID itself. And Democrats are going to be saying, you are holding this hearing in the middle of a pandemic with the apparent goal of undermining the healthcare that people need to survive this very pandemic.
Siobhan, we know the president would like Judge Barrett to be confirmed before the election. What's the timetable looking like?
That timetable is looking to be on track. You will have a week of hearings this week, followed by a delay of about another week due to some procedural rules in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then the week of October 26th is the week that Judge Barrett's confirmation is expected to be on the Senate floor. And that puts us at roughly a week or so before the U.S.'s November 3rd elections.
Siobhan Hughes, we look forward to your reporting this week. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.
And finally, during the pandemic, we've been spending a lot of together time with our families. This doesn't just include the humans in our lives. A dog may be a big part of the family unit. Whether you have a Chihuahua, German Shepherd, or Great Dane, our dogs are often coming with us these days when we go running, hiking, or camping. And if you're planning a fall trip outdoors, now is the time to make sure your dog's ready. As Wall Street Journal contributor Savek Lika tells us, when it comes to training, you can start small.
It's all rooted in hunting dog, both obedience and listening to commands. And it's all very complex and kind of hard to do. And it takes a lot of time, but the fundamentals of it are pretty easy to wrap your head around. Any dog owner would want these three things, right? It's all about having them sit and stay, having them come with you. So when you walk, they start walking. When you walk faster, they walk faster. And then having them return to you, all on voice command.
Trainers also recommend working on the fundamentals with your dog at home first before you take on a big camping trip. And that's what's news on this Monday. You can follow the day's news as it develops on WSJ.com and the Journal app. We'll be back with a new show tonight. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.